As more and more companies move towards flattening their management structures, the days of having one strong leader at the top of the HR pyramid seem to be numbered. After all, managers are the ones who do most of the work in the company. When sales are good, they spend their time planning the execution of company strategy, setting targets for employees, and ensuring that company standards are being upheld. During hard times, managers prevent conflict, keep things stable, and help the company get back on course. So, why do businesses need an overpriced, overconfident, self-proclaimed visionary to be their leader? The simple answer seems to be that in today's ever-changing global marketplace, businesses need to be able to radically change in order to survive. Sometimes, the things that made companies successful in the past are no longer what is needed to succeed in the present. For example, one famous company sold its MP3 technology to a competitor because they could not imagine what customers would want the inconvenience of downloading music from the internet, when they could just go to a store and buy a CD. Effective leaders have the ability to break away from the "this is how we do things" kind of mentality. But to do this requires a compelling vision of where the company needs to go. It also requires trust. Ironically, most companies face stronger resistance to change from their own employees than from their customers. As a result, many companies have gone under because staff had failed to buy into their leader's latest mission and dragged their feet on implementing imperative and urgent changes. This is where managers can play a role in helping to facilitate consensus and understanding among staff, who are essential to realizing the leader's potentially disruptive yet innovative new strategy. For this reason, both leaders and managers play essential parts in taking their companies down existing roads and, from time to time, completely off them.